Hi everyone, hope you're well. I'm gonna give you a quick update. You'll probably hear some music here in the background. I'm sorry I can't turn it down. Hopefully it won't wipe me out, but it's actually nice music, but so much is going on right now. It's mind blowing, to say the least. We are now days away from the 40-day warning that the solar eclipse sent out from God by crossing over Nineveh and Jonah, as well as Rapture and Bridegroom and Groom and Elijah and Enoch and every rapture-related thing you could think of. But Jonah and Nineveh was definitely God making a statement, and so that's why this 40-day warning that Jonah gave Nineveh, it does apply to this country, create with that X over the country. And so, as we know, that ends on May 18th, which is the same day of my dream. And I will remind you, in case you didn't hear me, but after I've told my dream many times, which was starting a few years ago, I had literally forgotten that in the dream I heard May 18th. I kept saying it was just 18. And one of you sent me my own video, and I heard it myself. I said May 18th. Which blows me away. I actually saw a video yesterday of somebody who, I guess, you know, I'm not going to say their names, but one was a prophetic female, the other a man, and she said that there would be a resurrection on May 18th, and that God was going to punish the wicked on May 18th, and it's Pentecost, and he's going to raise up the believers with signs, wonders, and miracles. Okay, now these people, everything they said spells rapture, and yet they did not even mention the rapture, because they actually think this land is in for a revival, and that the glory is going to be here instead of in heaven at the rapture, which blows my mind how many people don't get it. They're still waiting for Trump to fix it, I guess. They're still waiting for the revival. I mean, are they reading the book of Daniel? Are they actually counting the math? You know, I mean, I don't do a lot of it. I'm not real good with the math, but at least I know that we're there. You know, we're at the end. We've got the fig tree generations already. To be honest with you, it's past. The fig tree generation is over. That tells me, not that we're wrong or God's not telling us the way it is, it tells me that we're out of time. That's it. We are out of time. We are about to experience, and I mean this country, not the believers in Christ who have been saved by the blood of the Lamb by believing in what he did on the cross, and how he justified them by faith in him and what he did, made atonement for their sins. Believe it. Believe it for yourself if you haven't yet. He's the Son of God, the only way to the Father, and the only way to heaven. And by faith you're saved, not through anything you do or don't do. You're not saved by sin or no sin. You're saved by the blood of the Lamb, if you're saved at all. Now, here's the thing. We are on the verge of nuclear war. We have just betrayed Israel. Biden was going to send them a whole lot of equipment, and then reneged on it, because he doesn't like what they're doing with Rafa. And on top of that, the UN voted in to have Palestine become a member. So they're acknowledging them as a quasi-state. And this is the hurdle. This is the next step. Two-state solution. That's coming. What does that do? It brings judgment on America. And anyone else who supports a two-state solution. Now, America hasn't openly voted against for the Palestinian state membership. However, America's already been involved in things that will split Israel. Okay, like the Abraham Accord. And we know that underneath what seems to be the truth, America is not for. We're not for Israel. Now, and it's just more and more shows by our action. It's just getting worse. Okay. I was thinking about the eclipse and the 40-day warning. Jonah basically said, Nineveh, repent or you're going to burn to ashes. Now, in that case, Nineveh repented. But that's not what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with this country, who's just gotten worse and worse and worse in their trafficking children, you know, abortions, lying. I'm not going to go into all the reasons that we need to be judged. This country is going to be judged. But I'll tell you one thing. Just watch what we do with this two-state solution, okay? Because America's, in the end, going to show their true colors. Now, okay, so I was talking to a friend on the phone, I was on my bike, and I was talking about the Aurora Borealis. Okay, so I put a little news clip on my community post about what's going on with the solar storm. If you know, most of you probably know about it, but anyway, it's the worst we've had in 19 years. And it's creating a lot of Aurora Borealis all over the place. Well, there have been many dreams that the rapture happened at the time of Aurora Borealis. And I also read a dream on my comments today. One of you had a dream that, I think it was on January 24th, the year 24, that God showed you that a coat of many colors and said, when you see all these colors in the sky, I'm coming. That's just one more dream, one more confirmation. And I've heard dreams from years ago about this, too. So what's going on right now, this is what struck me, is that it's 7 days before the 18th. Hopefully I can load this, okay? It's May 11th today, right now. In 7 days, it's the 18th. Are you on the ark? Get on the ark. Think about it. What is the... Think about the rainbow. The rainbow is connected to the ark, right? Noah and the rainbow. The true rainbow. God's promise from the Bible. That these perverted people have twisted. Okay, and taken it to have it for themselves. No, the rainbow belongs to Yahweh. It's His colors. So this... this reminds me, as I'm speaking, I'm thinking of all the colors connected to the ark. God loves colors. Look at all these colors. The aurora borealis is a sign from heaven that he's on his way. Yeshua HaMashiach is coming to get us. In 7 days is the 18th, as well as Pentecost, the 18th and 19th, the day the church age started, the day that the Holy Spirit fell and the age of grace started. Wouldn't it make perfect sense that it's the same day the church age ends, that the Holy Spirit now goes back up in all the believers and leaves the world behind? It's perfect sense. On top of harvest time and very obvious things that we've talked about for years. So, I really think it's possible that this is the 7-day warning to get on the ark. And these colors in the sky is God's colors. There was another one of you had a dream. I forget the details, but I remember you saw one. You saw 8118 or 1881. But either way, there's two 18s in it, and then something else about the dream. You saw those numbers, and then you knew the rapture was connected to it. Anyway, there's a lot of very amazing dreams out there. As we're watching for the Lord, what we have that's interesting right now is we have the Word of God points to Pentecost, perfect rapture scenario, end of the age of grace, harvest time. It's also landing on the 40-day warning from that the X over America. All hell could break loose that day. It's a 40-day warning after a 7-year warning starting in 2017. We have that. We have reasons that the punishment for America is escalating regarding the Palestine and the withholding all the weapons we were going to send to Israel to support them. And now he's kept all of them. And from what I heard, now I don't know, but this is what I heard, is that Israel had paid for them, and we're still withholding them. You have 21-0 America. You have World War Nuclear 3 ready at any minute to go. And if you hear what's going on in Poland and Lithuania, and they're getting ready, they're caught telling their people to get in the basement and make a bunker right now. And they're telling their people what's going on. Whereas we don't do that here, okay? They don't do that here. And like Chris said, if we did, the market would collapse. And he's right. They don't do that here. They don't tell you anything, okay? But you should listen to Chris's covering the war very well, and Watchwoman 65. If you really want to know what's going on in this war with the details, watch them. Listen to what they say. This is they are a blessing and a gift to the body of Christ, because no one else is telling you what's going on. Not the media that we have. All right, all of these things, this close to pushing the button, for all these reasons I just gave you. And you add to it the math, and Daniel's 70th week should be starting like now or yesterday. And you see Daniel's 70th week. You see it starting. You know the math is pointing to now. And look what's happening. What's going on is backing up what we're saying. What we're saying about the math. What's going on in Israel is literally, you can see it. I mean, right in front of you, Jacob's trouble is starting. And the minute we leave, those who have believed on Christ, Jesus, doesn't matter what you've done your whole life, what religion you grew up in, what you think, if you call on Jesus Christ right now and believe what I told you about him in this video, you can be saved right now if you believe in his blood for your sins. And I would not wait, because we could be on a 7-day ark ride right now, and all hell could break loose on May 18th. This is a warning, and it could actually happen exactly like this. We are literally in a very, very dangerous place. Very dangerous place for the unbeliever. We're at the end, and chaos is everywhere around the entire globe right now. Everywhere you look, there's disasters. Flood after flood after flood after flood after flood all over the world. Anyway, so, with that, I will let you go, and, I don't know if I'll be able to load this tonight. May 11th, 10:43, you might get it tomorrow. Take care, you guys. Keep looking up. We are about to see the King of Glory, and all your dreams will come true. Imagine that. Love you guys. See you then.